It's Paul Nixon carrying out another interview, and this time we're with Matt Berry from Centrica. Matt, would you like to introduce yourself and tell us about all the social media world at Centrica?
Hi. I'm Matthew Berry. I look after resourcing for the Centrica Group, an important part of what we do, and I guess progressively more important part of what we do is our attraction and identification of candidates via social media. And it's also becoming a more and more important tool just for communications as well as a traditional replacement of online attraction methodology as well. So we're using social media for a number of things to get in touch with candidates that we normally couldn't get in touch with. Gives us an opportunity to hear about what candidates are saying about us as well. There's a number of places online where graduates, being a good example, will share their experiences, like Rate My Placement and things like that.
Good or bad.
It's all the truth, or everyone's individual perception of the truth. So that's actually a powerful tool. And also just as a means of communicating with candidates, or potential candidates. So we have up to 500,000 applicants per annum for roles across our business. Trying to find a simple way of getting messages out to that fairly large audience is not easy, but social media lends itself very nicely to that.
So how long ago did you start getting involved in the social media
Social media, it's probably been the last three years, I would say, and it's been to do a couple of things. The social media from a recruitment perspective has been the graduates and the graduate recruiters were at the leading edge of social media. Not surprising, given the demographic.
For the company or for recruitment?
Possibly for both, but certainly within our organisation. And they did a number of things. They were using it partly as a communication tool. So highlighting what campuses they would be on, when they would be there, what they would be doing there, and getting that message out. So it was very much a communication tool to link in with a larger group of grads. But
only through Facebook? Or?
Facebook was an important one. Actually, Facebook for the grads is the primary one, to be honest. So when I talk about social media for grads, Facebook is really one of the key ones. More recently, things like Rate My Placement, for example, is very important around the summer placement and intern programs, because it's via that feedback and word of mouth via participants that we are building a reputation for delivering great work experience. We even encourage actually all of our summer placement students to leave their views on those sorts of, rating sites to share it. So there's a double-edged sword, obviously. So the good news comes out with the bad. But that's, as long as it's balanced, I think it's no bad thing, because what we're trying to do is give people a realistic sample or taste of what it's like to work in this business, and hopefully a lot of people will like that, but some won't. So if people can make more informed decisions before joining, better for both parties. So the grads were early on, that's certainly been for 3 years. And another thing that we were relatively early on, to be honest, was the LinkedIn piece. So LinkedIn is something that we have been working with for certainly over 3 years now, actively, as a recruiter. And I think in terms of having a tool that supports in-house, an in-house team that focuses on external recruitment, LinkedIn, and I'm not on their payroll, I would say is one of the most valuable tools that you can lay your hands on. So we started a relationship with them about 3 years ago. The site has quadrupled in size, or its membership more accurately has. And we've used that as one of the primary mechanisms for us to do our research to start identifying candidates. So if we're looking for geophysicists and we want people that are going to be based in Trinidad, we can start getting very focused on looking for exactly those sorts of people in competitor organisations, and with a little bit of skill map out that marketplace fairly quickly. And start in a very, very targeted way approaching people to have conversations about joining our business.
And how much of an impact did that make in terms of, compared to traditional methods of, please someone apply?
Yeah, that's huge. So it's a completely different way of recruiting. And it's essentially, it's a search tool. So you need to consider that particular tool. And I think LinkedIn, of all of the social media tools, or of all of the social media channels, if you like, is the one that absolutely lends itself best to recruitment, because it is a professional network, and that's kind of why it's there. You've always got to be a bit careful with things like Facebook or the other Bebos and the like. It's, you be careful not to be treading on people's toes. You know, are people going there to get these messages or not? And if you get to the point where you're annoying people, you're actually being counterproductive. But LinkedIn, you know, it's a professional network. People are using it to link in with other professionals themselves, to enhance their own knowledge of their industry, or whatever the case may be. So it's a much more fertile area for recruitment. But you've still got to do it the right way. So one of the big benefits that we see in LinkedIn is that certainly half to three quarters of anyone that we would hire is already on it. Which is quite staggering when you consider there aren't many places where you have such high penetration of the people you'd be hiring, certainly professional hires. They're generally open to being contacted. In fact, as a direct recruiter, you have a big advantage. So where LinkedIn is going to have to deal with some challenges is that recruiting organisations, i.e. agencies, consultancies, use it very heavily as a tool, which does somewhat diminish its potency, but when, as an organisation, you are directly getting in touch with people, that message is very powerful, and we do tend, as a result, to get very high interest. It's certainly in having a conversation when people realise there's no middleman in this conversation. Yep. I'm talking with the business directly, and that's very engaging. The other really interesting thing to remember, which many people may not be aware of, is that. We interact, so we have a corporate license with LinkedIn, so it's not just about the members of our resourcing team having individual networks. We, as two organisations, have formed a relationship and we have full access to the entire network. And that's something that search organisations do not have.
And so all of your members of your team can then share
and access that. And absolutely. So it's not dependent on their own network. So if I have, you know, just a network of a few million people, well, that's actually irrelevant, because Centrica has a relationship with LinkedIn, and as a result, we have a full access to the entire network. So we're still going to treat the key in all of this, it's about initiating a conversation. It's still got to be a quality conversation. And all this does is help you identify the people to knock on the door. But the way in which you go about establishing that initial communication and establishing dialogue is where the real skill is. But that does level the playing field when you're trying to compete with one of the big four search firms. This is a tool they can't access in the same way. They've got their own proprietary tools that they play with. And that's actually a huge advantage for us. So we can actually get out to the marketplace almost quicker than some of those businesses.
And so do you use it for each of your recruitment team as your first stop point?
Well, actually, that's a good question. So there's a whole continuum of hiring in our organisation. So we hire about 5,000 people per annum.
Yep.
So let's say 3,500.
So half a million down to 5,000.
Yep.
Yeah.
So not big numbers, really. Fewer applicants would be better, to be honest. So,
damn it, they keep joining.
They keep. But that's a good problem to have. Always a problem I'd rather have. So so we could be hiring people from apprentices, graduates, experienced service engineer, customer service advisors. Typically, for that work, we wouldn't be going to LinkedIn to try and identify those people, because we've got a good volume of them coming to us when we put that proposition out. So for our, let's just say, very rough figures, maybe 1,000 professional hires per annum, they would be in that space where we would use a tool like LinkedIn.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, not for all of them either, because it is quite a labour intensive operation. So the beauty of traditional advertising is that you put a lot of effort into getting some really good adverts done, but then it kind of happens on its own. Whereas with social media, and this is something that a lot of people underestimate, you must constantly turn the handle to engage, constantly be engaging, constantly be putting fresh information out there, constantly having a dialogue for it to work. If you can't just pop something out there and wait for things to happen. You have to, it's really about building relationships. So what we focus on is either for really niche roles, so I use the silly example of the geophysicist in Trinidad.
Yep.
That's a great example, because the skill set is really, really clearly defined and niche. and the geography is very clearly defined. So when you've got a really tight target like that, then these tools really come into their own. Also with things like when we do our executive recruitment, so our top level of recruitment, it would be the place we start no matter what. So even if you came to me as a hiring manager, as one of our leads, and said, look, I'd like a member of my executive team, even if we thought, well, we might still work with a third party on that, we are now at a point where before we even did that, we would map that marketplace first and we would start with LinkedIn. So in terms of in terms of recruiting organisations thinking, well, how can I take my first tentative steps into social media? That type of approach is actually eminently doable because it just needs a small amount of knowledge within your own organisation. It does need a little bit of resource in order to have someone that can dedicate enough time to be actively working some of these jobs.
And did you develop a kind of methodology for that to train your team?
Well, initially we got it wrong.
Best way to learn.
We did learn from that. So the first year, that we started using, say, the LinkedIn tool, for example, the team are all very experienced recruiters, and in fact, mostly search consultants, so they didn't need to be taught how to use the tool. But what we learned is buying the tool is great, but having recruitment consultants or business partners flat out delivering assignments didn't really give them the time that they needed to actually exploit the tool fully. So we got trapped a little bit in, we had so much to do that we couldn't invest. So we've now gotten to a point where we have invested in a small number of heads, and I only mean two people, two very talented people, who spend a very significant amount of their time supporting our recruiters in going out and doing that identification and initial introductory work with candidates, so that then our recruiters can then pick up those conversations and go through the selling process and the
So you've got kind of finders, research, so
we do.
Just target the right individuals,
right.
And say, would you like to talk?
Yeah.
I'd really like to talk to you.
Absolutely. And then we hand it on. And I think where I've seen businesses go wrong is not investing so in the people resource you need. So many businesses are comfortable to make an investment in a technology and say, I'll spend $50,000 or $100,000, whatever the case may be, and then just assume that it will happen from there. And social media doesn't just happen. It is an interactive thing by its nature, and it needs, you know, some skilled people to really get advantage, get full advantage from it. But the good news is that a fairly small investment can yield huge dividends. So even when we were getting it wrong, it was paying for itself three times over. So it wasn't exactly a failure, but we didn't maximise our opportunity to get value from it.
And how much more benefit did you get by putting in that extra?
So we're just working on that now, but we will aim in the next 12 months to be filling half of our executive roles via this team. So that's our goal. And certainly the couple of trial runs that we've had at just doing this purely via this approach have resulted in two successful outcomes. So our initial sort of piloting of that really investing properly has been extremely successful.
And has it collapsed recruitment times or not?
No, interestingly, has it collapsed recruitment times? Slightly anecdotal would be my answer to that, but because the volumes aren't really high. But
yeah.
My initial reaction would be it has slightly. So the thing that it allows you to do, and you can do it yourself, is to develop a view of a market fairly quickly. And the only thing that slows you down doing that is, do you have someone with the skill and the time in your business to do it?
Yeah.
And it does take a lot of time. So so the initial identification to think, is this a piece of work that we can take on, actually you can do now very quickly, and it just makes you a much more informed buyer. So you can either go to that market and say, actually this market is fairly easy to understand, there are people out there, we can go and do that. Or you can learn very quickly, actually, this is an extremely tough market. There aren't many people like this that we're looking for, and we may need some external help.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps us make better decisions more quickly.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say necessarily compresses timings too much, in that it's still about engaging, it's still about having that conversation, and it doesn't take any of that away. So I think the upfront getting going is a bit quicker, but the real benefit for us is we can do it ourselves. That's where the benefit is.
I mean, particularly with people who have companies who've got a strong engineering contingent, with the key shortage of engineers.
Yes.
I think there's almost an element of, not between length and cost, but whether you find someone or whether you don't.
Yep.
Is there any special focus you put in on the engineering roles, or do they all come through?
They would all come, actually. So what you will find is, and engineering is a tight market, as you know. So
I have crimes in engineering.
Yes.
Along the long distance.
As have I. So engineering would be an example where, you know, we've made some acquisitions over the last few years. And as a part of that process, and actually I'm not sure we made part of our M&A process, but we probably should have done, is that you know, the entire board of organisations that we've acquired are all very visible on LinkedIn. They're all sitting there, very easily identifiable and obtainable. So you actually know quite a lot about people before you even bring them into the organisation. Engineering is an example where the candidate pool is a bit smaller. It is also, in some ways, quite clearly identified. So if you're a power station operations manager, that's a fairly identifiable person that you can figure out. Some areas of engineering, I would say, have greater penetration than others. So I would say in the oil and gas space, there's a bit more activity of the professionals within the social media world. I haven't seen quite the same level of penetration in some of the more traditional engineering disciplines. So our power station operational person, for example, would be less likely to be active on a site such as LinkedIn, for example, than, say, a geophysicist, who is probably more likely to be found.
Well, if he's stuck out on an oil rig, he's got more time to...
Well, that's part of it. Although, I must admit, geophysicists don't have to get stuck on oil rigs all that often. So they get to sit in front of rather large monitors most of the time. So, but it really is... These things do come into their own where you've got very clearly defined parameters. So if you're looking for just a general sales manager, and it really could have come from a background doing any type of sales, well, then that doesn't really lend itself to this type of approach, because your target is so big as it almost, you don't know really where to begin.
Mm.
Whereas if you're looking for someone who's got business-to-business sales experience, who's worked in the public and private sector, and has exposure to energy, for example, then you've got a really tight target that then you can go and start interacting with people and have a meaningful discussion about. So it is about, you know, what type of role, what type of person, and how well defined, and in a way how small is the target, because the better defined, in a way, it's easier to go at.
Would you, or have you, built any sort of cunning front ends around LinkedIn? Or
not with LinkedIn so much. So one of the things that we do, and we touched on Facebook, one of the things that we do with Facebook, for example, is that we have got our Facebook, so we have our Facebook pages and all of that sort of stuff, but we actually have our applicant tracking system, so our recruitment system, actually linked into Facebook. So you can physically tap into any job in our organisation in the UK from our Facebook page. So that's something that we're trying to do in a fairly low-profile way. So we don't want people getting updates to walls and all of this sort of stuff all the time, because before you know it, we've put 50 jobs on in a day and people are getting 50 messages and really beginning to dislike us significantly. So that's not the approach, but it's helping people, if they want to find their way to us, or if they're learning about us from our other online activity, there's a really quick link in where they can, without even having to leave Facebook, can say, that's great, contact centre manager in Cardiff. I've just seen the Cardiff site has been having an open day, and they're right there, click straight in, and they can look at that job and apply for it right there. So it's about bringing things together so candidates have an easier time of it. I think, you know, there's a few other things that I think social media has got a greater role to play in the resourcing space. And you know, so LinkedIn is very obvious, and it's hugely valuable, and it will become more valuable, I think, for us. There might become a time where it becomes so ubiquitous that it's almost not a differentiator anymore, and it's just absolutely the norm.